Measle and the Roth Monk by Ian Ogilvy. Read by Nicholas Grace. Chapter 1. A Horrible House. Measles Stubbs was 10 and a half years old. He was small, thin and bony. Most of the time he was as hungry as a very hungry horse. He had a short snub nose, high cheekbones, a pair of eyes coloured a deep emerald green, and when he felt like it, a wide and friendly smile. His hair was brown and stood up all over his head in spiky tufts. It was the oddest haircut. Long where it should have been short, short where it should have been long. And the reason it was like this was because Measle cut his hair himself, using a blunt and rusty kitchen knife, with which he sawed and hacked at his hair whenever it got so long that it fell in his eyes. Apart from being the most uneven haircut imaginable, it also hadn't been washed in a very long time. Neither had his clothes, and sometimes he smelt pretty bad, particularly when the weather was warm. It wasn't warm very often where Measle Stubbs lived. Measle Stubbs lived in a cold and horrible house. It was not Measle's choice to live there, it was circumstances. The horrible house was at the far end of a dreary, dirty street, full of dirty, dreary houses. But three things set this house apart from all the others. The first was the way it looked, all black, with a tall, pointed roof, tall, dark, narrow windows like blind eyes, and tall, soot-caked chimneys that looked like dirty fingers pointing at the sky. The other houses in the street just looked dingy and dreary, but Measle's house looked as if something bad had happened in it, and quite possibly something bad could happen there again tomorrow. The second fact that made it different from the other houses in the street was that it was the only one that was occupied.